Yael, one thing that science will never be able to do is find a way to read our minds.
Don't be too sure about that, Don. If our thoughts are actually patterns of activity in the brain, it's at least possible that neuroscientists could find a way to detect and decode them.
That sounds really hard, if not impossible.
Well, in 2019, researchers made important progress towards this goal. They placed a grid of over 100 recording electrodes into the auditory cortex of the brains of patients that were undergoing brain surgery to treat epilepsy. With this electrode grid, they monitored electrical activity in the auditory cortex while patients listened to recordings of actors reciting a series of sentences and the numbers from 0 to 9.
But trying to interpret the data from more than 100 electrodes all recording at once sounds hopelessly complicated.
That's why the neuroscientists used artificial intelligence to interpret the recordings. They trained a deep learning neural network computer program to use the recordings from the patient's brain to reconstruct the content of the sentences the patients heard. Then they tested the trained neural network program by asking it to reconstruct the reading of the digits. The program was capable of reconstructing intelligible speech from the neural recordings.
That's not exactly the same as reading thoughts.
But it's an important step in that direction. Neuroscientists already know that the sensory portions of the cortex are also used for thinking and imagining. The technology could be useful for people like the late physicist Stephen Hawking, who have difficulty communicating due to serious speech handicaps.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.